They may be a totally different value system. They may be in a different world. You may have nothing in common. They may like different kinds of food, different music, different entertainment. They may not be on the same page spiritually. And you just, you would have no reason to be with this person on any other time other than they're your in-law. But because he loves your sister, you can focus on that.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Andy Carlson, the founder and the president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today marks part three of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching series entitled Intentional Living with Your In-Laws. Now, to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. This is a really big deal. The relationships, the quality of our relationships really makes a difference in terms of the quality of our own lives. And so the teaching series I'm doing, I'm calling this series High-Stake Relationships. We talked about adult children last week and the importance of that. And this week we've been focusing on in-laws. We're going to talk about workplace as well and some other areas in the days ahead. I believe strongly that as we choose to be intentional in the areas that matter most in our life, stretch to these things, better things happen in our life. And that's why we do this series. We'll have some question and answers coming up later in the program. Love to hear your comments on the quality of the relationship or the question you have about a relationship with an in-law. Give me a call, 888-888-1717. We're going to go over to the Intentional Living Teaching Studio, where we get together as a staff every week, and we invite the community in. And generally, I get a chance to teach. And I prepare these lessons to encourage our staff and the community and our support family and to share some of it with you on the air as well. So we'll begin that in just a moment. Just a reminder again, you know, here we're at midweek. This Saturday morning, my wife Donna and I will be in Rives Junction, Michigan. Ever been there? Great place. It's the home of Youth Haven Ranch. I'm going to be sharing a Saturday morning session for couples, intentional love. And you know what? I'm not even sure. I know we got limited seating. I don't know what the availability is. Check out for tickets. We'd love to see you, Michigan. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, okay? All right, let's go into the teaching studio. Let me share with you day number three on intentional living with your in-laws. Number three, as we think about and consider intentional living for our in-law relationships, if you want to improve a relationship with an in-law that maybe just you want to make it better, focus on areas of shared interest. Shared interest. It may be only one thing. They may be a totally different value system. They may be in a different world. You may have nothing in common. They may like different kinds of food, different music, different entertainment. They may not be on the same page spiritually. And you just, you would have no reason to be with this person on any other time other than they're your in-law. But find one thing. And what are some of the one things? Well, one could be the grandkids, if that's the situation. There's something you can really focus on together because we both love these grandkids and we want to do a good job with these grandkids and we're going to support each other in doing this because that's one thing that we can focus on. Another one may be the fact that they love somebody that's from your family. They love your sister. That brother-in-law of yours loves your sister. And that may be the one thing that you have in common with that brother-in-law. And that may be the only thing you have in common with that brother-in-law. But because he loves your sister, you can focus on that. And I'm going to talk about how you can do that in a few minutes. Hobbies. Maybe you have an in-law that has an interesting hobby, and you just say, hey, that would be interesting to do something with them on that particular hobby or that interest. Or obviously, if it's a faith, boy, there's a powerful thing that can unite us. Even when our cultures are different and our backgrounds are different and our directions are different, our faith can be one thing that we can focus on. And the fact is we become like what we focus on. Here's a reality in in-law relationships. If you focus on the stuff you don't like about them, that's going to be the quality of your relationship. Because that's what comes to mind. If you focus on at least that one thing you have in common and what you appreciate about them in that one area at least, that's going to change your mind toward that person. We become what we focus on. And that's not only with in-law relationships. That happens in our marriages, right? If we focus on all the stuff we don't like about our spouse and the things that drive us nuts, then that becomes a quality of your marriage. And this is true in this in-law relationship as well. So focus on areas of shared interest. Number four, when we focus on intentional living for in-law relationships, express your love and appreciation to them with words that come out of your mouth. There's power in our words. Words either lift us up or tear us down. I'll give you an example. When was the last time you went to your daughter-in-law or son-in-law, and maybe you're not getting along real well in different things, but you are really happy about the way they're raising your grandkids, and just put your arm around them and said, you know something? I've watched you raising my grandson, and you're doing a really great job. And I just want you to know I appreciate that. You know what that's going to do in that relationship? It's huge. I try to do that with my daughter-in-laws, Kelly and with Ari, and they're both great moms. They're doing a great job. Just the other day, Aria was at the house, and I put my arm around her, and I said, Aria, and she is. I said, you are doing a great job with Toby and with Zoe. I mean, you're just doing a fantastic, you are such a good mother. And I meant that. But sometimes we just don't express it, you know, we just don't say those things. Being able to communicate from our heart what we appreciate about that person. And it may not be that, it may be something else. But to be intentional in sharing something you appreciate about them. I believe that the right compliment is worth 1,000 suggestions. Because we're good at suggestions, right? I can tell you how I can do it better. One compliment raises the spirit. It takes 10 compliments to offset one criticism. And I would say at this point, because I'm talking to us about our relationship to our in-laws, but I would say to in-laws who are listening, think about your relationship back with the people in this room, okay? Or with, in other words, how you're impacting other people. It's a two-way street. It's not just all one way, but when two people decide to do these things toward each other, things get better a lot quicker, don't they, in these relationships. And so express your love. And we do this in marriage. Don't you feel it? If you're married, when your spouse says, I love you or thank you, it raises your spirit. And the same thing is going to occur in the in-law relationships. I can promise you it will. I mean, I'm lifted when I'm encouraged, when someone points out something they appreciate. And that's just the way we're wired. It's a simple thing that we can do in the in-law relationship, make a difference.
In a moment, Dr. Randy continues today's teaching, Intentional Living with Your In-Laws. This is a part of Dr. Randy's July teaching series on high-stake relationships. Find out more about the series and how you can receive a copy of this complete teaching or all the teachings for the entire month at theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press option 4.
Are you making intentional choices every day? If the answer is yes, you've probably seen God doing some amazing things as you focused your life on Him, and we'd love to hear about it.
I wanted to share with you what it means to have intentional living for me.
And I'm being intentional by praying for people who have needs daily.
How are you choosing to be intentional with your life? Tell us about it when you call 888-888-1717 and encourage others with your story of intentional living.
Are you intentional with your relationships that matter the most, your high-stake relationships? Dr. Randy Carlson is here to help. In today's teaching, he presents practical biblical lessons to help you be intentional with your in-laws. The complete teaching is on CD and is yours with our thanks for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching, plus two other helpful series from Dr. Randy on your high-stake relationships with your adult children and in the workplace. That's three practical, full-length teachings when you become a member. Find out more at theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option 4.
Are you and your spouse working as a team, pulling on the same end of the rope?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, our intentional counselor and coach.
The power of agreement is real. Great teams have chemistry. They blend experience, communication, and unity. and they learn to overcome adversity when they act as a team. And this leads to championships and celebrations. You know, the same is true in marriage. The power of agreement holds the potential for happiness and joy and celebrations in your life, and it can transform your marriage. Matthew 12:25 says, "A house divided against itself shall not stand." United marriages provide a foundation for strong and confident relationships. When couples are open and honest in communicating, they build trust and unity as they act as a team. Discover the power of agreement.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you hear on the radio today, but all sessions of this entire series. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
Number five, as we're looking at intentional living for in-law relationships, I chuckle because this is one you got. This is a tricky one. Stay back from the boundaries. Stay back, because boundaries are unmarked and easy to cross. Sometimes you cross a boundary with an in-law, you didn't even know you crossed it. You said something, you did something, and you don't know why there's silence or quietness or whatever you're getting. You don't even know what happened, why it happened. And I was thinking about this, that some people, some in-laws that you have, are more sensitive than others. That's just the reality. You got some in-laws, no problem. You could walk in their house tomorrow and, hey, how you doing? And they're not offended by it, and it's just life. Life just happens. You got other in-laws that are very sensitive. What was said, how they stand, what did they feel, what did they say? You know what I'm talking about? Am I connecting? And if you know you have a very sensitive in-law, remember the boundaries are going to be pretty narrow. Be very careful. Sometimes walking on eggshells is the price you have to pay, because you can't change another person. And you may feel it, you don't like it, and you say, man, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells when I'm around this person. But that may be a reality. You're going to have to be very careful, because the boundaries are there, and you've got to pull back from the boundaries, because we can do things right here in this office with each other. We cross those boundaries, and we don't even intend to, right? Because, again, we judge ourselves on our intentions. They judge us on our behavior. And so, on the other hand, if you have a low-sensitive in-law, someone who just, man, you're just getting along, it's great, then your boundaries are a lot wider. You can say things to your, some of us have, you know, you have a brother-in-law or whatever, you can say things that are kind of, you know, just brother stuff, sarcastic and off, and it doesn't offend, it's just part of life. You say that to another in-law, and it's like, oh, I wonder if they, what they feel about me. And those relationships are really sensitive. So remember, every in-law is going to be different. And I wrote here that we need to give and receive a lot of forgiveness. A lot of forgiveness. I was thinking of a passage in Luke, where, in the words of Jesus, where he talks about loving those who don't love you back. Because you're trying to do all this stuff, right? You're trying to be sensitive, and you're trying not to step on boundaries, and you're walking on eggshells or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden you cross a boundary, and you find that, you know, it's hard. You really are struggling to get along with an in-law. Jesus says, but if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. Love them back. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those for whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, and hope for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the highest. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father is also merciful. That's from Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 32. Now, again, prayerfully, none of us have that level of relationship with an in-law that we have real feelings of anger and hatred. But it can happen. I've talked to them. People whose lives are being affected because they have such hatred toward a sister-in-law or a son-in-law. And the scripture teaches it's easy to love those who love you back. And so we get back to expectations. We keep hoping and thinking they're going to change, they're going to change, they're going to change. And we know the only thing, only person we can change is ourselves. And that's what this lesson's about. Our role in having this kind of a healthy relationship with our in-laws. Number six, a really practical, pretty self-explanatory point of having an intentional living positive relationship with in-laws is just do some fun things together. Just do some fun things together. Donna, for instance, sent out an email to family this last week and said, hey, how about if we all meet at the park on Sunday afternoon and just, you know, do a picnic? And so, you know, they brought stuff and Donna brought stuff and we brought the stuff for the kids to play with. And we spent a couple hours at the park just in a non-threatening, just being there as a family. And we're blessed, by the way, in our family. I was mentioning we have 11, I have 11 in-laws. And, you know, brothers-in-law and the sisters-in-law. And the reality is I'm closer to some than others. I mean, that's just part of the nature. But we're blessed to have good relationships with all of our in-laws. But you maintain that by doing fun things together. Just finding out what they're interested in and doing something that's not just always, you know, stuff that you got to do.
Boy, a lot of stuff that we have to do. I know, you know, sometimes you feel the obligation with in-law relationships around holidays and so on, but to really just connect and work on that, to make that a priority. All right, we're back here live in our Intentional Living studio. This is wrapping up day number three of the teaching. We've got some more coming in the program, some Q&A on this topic. We'd love to hear your questions or your stories or your comments as you call 888-888-1717. Our passion here is to help you be successful at these high-stake relationships, and intentional living for in-laws is certainly a high-stake relationship. Would you like to improve some of the most important relationships in your life? Well, you know, today we'd like to be able to get to you the entire 5 days of teaching on intentional living with your in-laws. And it's our gift to you as you share a gift with the ministry of, you know, whatever God lays on your heart. And we'll make sure that you receive this complete 5-day teaching on CD. Now, if you become a monthly member, which I encourage you to do, tell the operator when you call or click the monthly button. When you join us monthly, you're going to receive not only this teaching, but all three of the teachings for this month on high-stake relationships, adult children, workplace, and then, of course, in-laws. That's three very practical, full-length teachings to help you be intentional with your high-stake relationships. And as you join monthly, you'll be receiving my teaching every month as a way of saying thank you for your support. Two full CDs. Find out more. Join today. Share your gift at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4. Okay, thank you for your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
You got to be honest. You got to be open. My wife passed away 7 years ago. I'm closer with her family than I am my own. And I have her mother and my brother-in-law living in my home taking care of it while I'm out here on the road making a living. And you got to be honest and you got to be truthful. And you can maintain a good relationship with the in-laws.
For the past year and a half, I have intentionally been writing a letter to my mother-in-law once a week to try to improve the relationship that that we had. It had been fairly difficult initially, and I would say that over the past year and a half of doing that, our relationship has become better. We've become closer and kinder, and it has really changed my heart toward her and reminded me also to pray for her during my daily time, but as well when I'm writing this letter to her.
Is it really possible to divorce-proof your marriage? Here's Dr. Randy Carlson.
Not only is it possible, I can show you how to do it at the next Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Whether you've been married for a few months or a few decades,
This conference will make a difference in your marriage that will last a lifetime.
Coming this Saturday to Youth Haven Ranch in Michigan. Register today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Presented by the Intentional Living Center.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, also Family Life Radio, is our ministry is all under that umbrella. And with one passion, to help families, to help you be intentional in your walk with Christ. It all began in Michigan, and I'm glad my wife and I get a chance to be at Youth Haven this Saturday morning. And as I mentioned, I'm not sure. I know we have very limited seating there at the Hayloft at Youth Haven, beautiful place, this Saturday morning for couples. So I encourage you just check it out as far as tickets and so on by going to theintentionallife.com. By the way, I want to thank those of you who are also picking up the mantle of support of the ministry today. Our passion is to help you, and that's why we make these resources available. And this entire five-day teaching on the high-stake relationship of in-laws is our gift to you. Thank you for sharing with us. And so many of you are joining monthly. That way we get to send all of our regular monthly mentoring CDs to you. It's exciting for me because, you know, we put a lot of effort into this teaching. We want to help you. Our passion is for you to be successful in the stress of this world, and I thank you for standing with us. And again, all the information available for conferences and for support of the ministry at theintentionallife.com. After each of my teaching sessions, the staff and the participants in our teaching studio will interact and share, and I want to share some of that with you today. And I'd love to hear your comments as well at 888-888-1717. Take a listen.
We were talking about putting up the expectations ahead of time. My son Joe, the oldest, just got married a month ago. And when they got married, they intentionally did the unity sand instead of a candle. And they actually had the pastor speak about how the grains of sand represented the entire family and not just one light. Now, you're talking about many pieces of this person, many pieces of coming together. So they wanted to make sure that everybody understood, we know that we're marrying each other, but each other's families and their backgrounds and everything. So that was verbally stated when they
did the unity sand. Lots of grains of
sand. Yeah, absolutely, mixed together.
Mixed together with different backgrounds
and then covered with the blood of Christ, in a sense, with the lavender color. So.
Excellent.
So they were intentional about that.
Any other questions? Two more minutes and we'll let you go.
One of the things that we did early on when we got married was we set up holidays. So we agreed that we would always spend Thanksgiving with my husband's family, but we would spend Christmas with our family. And now we're trying to do the same things with our daughters as they've gotten married and gone on, is said to them, we will live by whatever you and your spouse need to do, because we don't want to obligate them to, well, we want you here for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And maybe you'd like to address that, because I know that you've dealt with that in your family
you
also.
You have to compromise, because you do have families. But the bottom line is, I think what the way to handle is what you're just saying. We're here. What works? Here's where it gets complicated. You got four children, and they all have a different idea of how that's supposed to work, right? And that's where it gets a little more complicated. And so I think for parents, sometimes you have to just say, this is what we're going to be doing, and we'd love to have you be a part of it, or get the family together and try to negotiate. Because what happens is you get one family that has a tradition of, well, we go back and forth every Thanksgiving, every other Thanksgiving or the other Christmas. You got another family member that says, no, all Thanksgivings are going to be here. Well, then all of a sudden, you're seeing every fourth year or whatever, and that creates a dynamic. There's where it gets complicated, and there is where couples have to say, this is what we're going to do. And as parents, because I will tell you what comes around, what goes around comes around, and it's going to happen, you know, generationally. So if you can work that out, this is why, isn't it amazing that Thanksgiving and Christmas become this huge problem? And I think the reason for it is because tradition is so strong. That's my family. That's what we do. You know, it's kind of that meeting place. And if we don't do it that way, some way life's been violated. But I recommend to people, learn to compromise. You get married, it's all compromise. Otherwise, stay single.
The advantage you singles have, you don't have to compromise. You can do anything you want on Thanksgiving. But you get married, you got other factors. But I'll tell you, there's another issue, too. Think about your kids. What kids? What traditions are they learning? And how are they going to view the families when they grow up and so on? Because we got to remember that they're picking up their traditions for the future and what's important as well.
My father-in-law will call and talk to my husband. He'll stop by my husband's work, but he completely ignores me and does everything he can to avoid me.
My in-laws just don't accept me. I do everything that I can for him. I love him dearly. And I would think just that alone, they would accept me, but just treat me terribly.
You know, my parents have always been very supportive people that have been there for us. And my husband and father just got into a big fight this summer. And it ended with my husband telling my dad he had 10 minutes to get off our property.
Well, I have a controlling father-in-law. My husband and I have been married for 14 years. And this past spring, I had a confrontation with him. He was disciplining our children in my presence in a way that I did not agree with, and I asked him to stop.
Wow. I mean, you know, we're ending this program today hearing the real life stories. This is real life. And what we try to do is to share very practical things from Intentional Living, these top 10, to help you address some of these serious issues. And we know they're very serious. That's a reality. I hope you're finding the help that we offer through Intentional Living. It's unique because Intentional Living is about taking the practical teaching of God's Word, which is very intentional, and stretching into making, you know, our life goals and the daily habits to conform with what Scripture teaches. So we're going to have more on this topic on in-laws. We're going to have day number 4, which will be next time, as we're doing a 5-day series on high-stake relationship with in-laws. And by the way, many of you have been calling or going online to receive this. You can still receive this. Share the best gift you can with the ministry. Today, we'll make sure you receive this. Those of you joining monthly will receive the entire series on high-stake relationships for this month on adult children, workplace, and in-laws, and then every month ongoing teaching. Just find out more. Join us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717 and press option number 4. And again, check out while you're there at the website this Saturday's Intentional Love Marriage Conference at Youth Haven in Michigan. I'll be there, my wife and I, great time. Check it out, theintentionallife.com. We'll see you for part 4 next time.